Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is Miguel Vargas coming soon? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome in to FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, July 9th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call. Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, Max Meyer with the Marlins, Jared Kelnick with the Mariners, Esteury Ruiz with the Padres, who apparently is on pace to steal like 120 bases, and the newest addition, Alec Burleson, an outfielder with the Cardinals. Scott, tell me about Vargas. Can we see him soon with the injuries there, and anything else you have on these prospects?
I mean, I hope so. I thought we might see Vargas before Mookie Betts made it back, because the Dodgers had begun experimenting with Vargas in the outfield, and they were using some pretty crummy outfielders while Betts was out. But now Betts is back, and Vargas remained in the minors. And then Chris Taylor, another one of their outfielders that are actually decent, he broke his foot. And so, you know, I believe Vargas got another start in the outfield that same day, and yet he still isn't in the major. So I'm starting to lose hope here. In my experience, the when you start to lose hope, that's when they call him up. So I'm going to fight that urge to lose faith and continue to recommend Vargas as a stash. His numbers at AAA have been impressive, particularly when you factor in the strikeout rate. And yeah, the Dodgers have a need, I would say. Let's see. So you mentioned Esteury Ruiz is on pace for like 120 steals. That would be if minor league seasons were like 150 games long, which they're not. But, you know, if over what would be a full major league season, that's the kind of pace he's on. Now, there have been some rule changes in the minors that assist with base stealing in a meaningful way, but I don't think anybody's overestimating Ruiz's speed here. He's very fast. He's become a more disciplined hitter this year, and that's allowed him to tap into a bunch of tools that were always there, but I think most people have given up on. You know, as they say, development isn't linear, and I think Ruiz is a testament to that. And man, the Dodgers are starting Mazzara and Trent Grisham. I mean, Trent Grisham's numbers are awful. They got to knock them out soon if they want to keep pace with the Dodgers. Let's see here. Alec Burleson. This is a new one for the Cardinals. He's batting around 340 at AAA, and it's closer to 380 since about the start of May. And left-handed hitter, the numbers against lefties are worse, as you'd expect, but makes a lot of contact and without sacrificing power. His ISO is around 225, which is good. Doesn't walk much at all and can't really play anything but a corner outfield spot. You know, it's kind of, they already got Juan Yepez they're trying to fit into their lineup. Otherwise, I think we would have seen Alec Burleson by now. But having said that, I think it'll still be sooner than later because he is just not slowing down at AAA.
All right, the five prospects on the periphery. These are prospects doing something of note as of late. Oswald Peraza, shortstop with the Yankees. Bo Naylor, catcher with the Guardians, actually brother of Josh Naylor in the same organization. Tyler Gentry, outfielder with the Royals. James Wood, outfielder with the Padres, who is just a massive human being. And Nolan Jones, an outfielder with the Guardians. What do we have with these five?
So yeah, Nolan Jones, you might remember as one of the top third base prospects as recently as a year ago. Had a terrible year. I think everybody kind of wrote him off. Missed the start of this year recovering from ankle surgery, but has come back and is hitting the ball pretty well. Good on-base skills, good power. Potentially. So in dynasty leagues, you know, he might be worth a second look. James Wood, you mentioned he's a massive human being, 6'7". That's kind of like the high point for for you know between O'Neill Cruz and Aaron Judge. That's like as tall as we can imagine a baseball player being right now. And like those two, Wood leverages that size very well for massive power. And strikeout rate is shockingly low this year. He looks like he's going to be a consensus top 100 prospect here in the not too distant future. Oswald Peraza got off to a slow start for the Yankees, a AAA affiliate this year. Kind of like another shortstop prospect of theirs at AA, Anthony Volpe. Both of them have turned it around recently. Peraza's closer to reaching the majors, obviously being at AAA. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's provided a lot of defensive value, but very little offense. We could see Peraza before the year is done. And just real quickly, Bo Naylor, Josh Naylor's brother, as you mentioned, a catcher with good contact skills and can run a little bit, actually. So very different from his brother. He got some hype as a teenager, didn't live up to it, but it looks like he's kind of stopped selling out for power and is, it looks like the Guardians catcher of the future because of it, all the way up to AAA now.
All right. Well, yeah, hopefully that future is soon. You know, I think we're kind of tired of seeing Austin Hedges or whoever else they're throwing out there. Yeah. So let's get Bo Naylor in the lineup. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.